Carol Swartz says at no point did she ever consider a career in telemarketing. It never once crossed her mind. In fact, she says telemarketers used to annoy her to no end. But when her husband left her with two small children to support, her attitude changed. She answered a newspaper ad looking for people with good phone voices and was hired on the spot.
I knew that I had to get into it and learn it and do a good job because I needed to work. And much to my surprise, I found out that I liked it and I could really do a good job at it. And so 7 years have passed and here I am.
Carol Swartz works for a telemarketing company based in the heart of Virginia's Shenandoah Valley. A majority of the company's clients are nonprofit organizations, political or church-based groups trying to raise money for one cause or another. Carol never knows what account she'll be working on from one day to the next. This morning, it's a Catholic mission based in San Antonio seeking help for drought victims in Zambia.
What we're trying to do is just provide powdered milk and cornmeal for families in Zambia there who are suffering with a severe drought. You see, the drought is killing so many of these little children and families, and they're too weak to survive.
Carol sits at a computer terminal inside cubicle number 210, surrounded by posters encouraging teamwork, quality, and customer service. She doesn't seem to need the slogans, though. Carol brings her own enthusiasm to work.
You have to have a very, very positive attitude and an outlook on this job. You have to sound your best. If you're tired, tough. If you're sleepy, tough. You have to sound upbeat and enthusiastic on the telephone. You have to be excited about what you're doing, or the people on the other end of the phone are not going to be excited with you. Well, I know you've been a great help to us, and we really appreciate that. And, you know, that's why we're calling our select group of friends, because they do help us.
This select friend, dialed by the computer from a list of previous donors, is reluctant at first, having given to other charities. But Carol keeps at her, explaining that every little bit helps, and rings out a pledge of $10.
That's wonderful. Mrs. Inslee, thanks again for your wonderful $10 gift, and God bless you and your family. Have a nice day now. Bye-bye.
Or sometimes the empathetic approach works best.
You had done 100 before. Is that still too much? Or? Oh, boy. It seems like everyone is. I've had that myself.
This woman in Kentucky is having car problems.
Oh, boy, they're expensive, aren't they?
She needs a new transmission.
Oh, boy, I know. It seems like when it rains, it pours. What would be a minimum maybe for you that I could put on the card? Oh, I put myself into every call. I use some of what the scripts say, but I basically try to give them Carolyn. And try to understand and let them know that I know what they're talking about and that I understand. And that gives them a good feeling. Oh, no. Boy, they're painful. That's good. That's what's important, isn't it?
Carol says she likes working on some accounts, or programs as they're called, better than others. She once asked to be taken off a program that raised money for a liberal group which supports abortion rights. She says it went against her religious beliefs. She's a fundamentalist Christian and is more comfortable with charity programs like the one she's working on this morning.
Do you know much about Zambia?
Not a whole lot. I know it's in Africa. We don't usually know too much background other than maybe what we learned in school or something about the countries.
But 7 years of making 200 calls a day has taught her a thing or two about her own country. She says, generally, people in the South are warmer and friendlier and tend to be more generous. She dreads calling the Western states and has even written a song about it.
My job requires me to call around all over the USA. I talk to people on the phone, lots of them each day. But the Western states, I must say, I just can't understand. They're short, abrupt, and in a big hurry. No time for their fellow man. Well, I feel the same as you, Mrs. Schneider, but I would assure you that these people do appreciate it and are trying.
Carol is now having to call those dreaded Western states. Donations for the Zambia drought victims were slow, so she's been put on another program. this one to raise money to help flood victims in the Midwestern United States.
Yes, Mrs. Olson. Good morning there. This is Carol Swartz. We're making an emergency call for the relief efforts in the Midwest.
Mrs. Olson, who's from Colorado, hangs up.
Hello? You can deal with it better if you remember. They're not hanging up on you personally, but they're hanging up on why you called. And it helps.
But as much as Carol would like to hang up herself sometimes, when a person gets abusive and starts screaming at her, she's required to remain calm and polite.
After you get off the phone, if you want to go to the bathroom and scream or whatever, go for it. But you have to be very nice. You cannot never in any way be rude or ugly to a donor. Well, I know you do, and you know you're blessed when you do it. We're always blessed when we help others, aren't we?
It's mid-afternoon, and after a slow morning, things are beginning to pick up. Carol brings in pledges of $125, $250, and $500.
That is super. That is a wonderful help. Thanks again for your $500 contribution. Have a real nice day. Bye-bye. Give me five. All right.
Carol Swartz is one of the company's top fundraisers, but it doesn't show up immediately on her paycheck. She's paid by the hour and gets modest yearly raises based on performance. She did get to go home early one day with pay after getting a pledge of $1,000. Today, it took her 8 hours worth of calls to raise that much.
5, 10, 8, 9, 10, 1,000 even. That's a lot of talking.
Carol Swartz doesn't want to be a telemarketer forever. She has some training as an executive secretary, but her true passion is her music. She's written songs about everything from divorce to the Challenger explosion, as well as her experiences as a telemarketer, and says she's just waiting for someone to give her that big break.
Especially someone in Nashville, Tennessee, because that's where my heart is all the time.
I'm Dan Collison.
That Southern hospitality, you can't beat it anywhere. Sometimes when I'm talking on the phone, city dudes just don't care. They're cold, harsh, and so calloused, have no friendly words at all. That Southern hospitality surely does beat it all. That Southern hospitality surely does beat it all.